The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, as we bloviate all weekend long, free as a bird. This podcast, free as a bird, doesn't cost you a penny. There's a few commercials, that's it, and it's as sweet as honey. At least when I'm here, and joined by West of the 405, David Gaskar. We're on Gascon time. I'm on Lombardi time, or Boston time. You're on Gascon time.
You know, my call times change, you know, they go from morning to night.
It's really when you feel about it. When you feel like showing up, you'll show up. And listen, we have a certain call time. We record the podcast. I'm there with bells and whistles on, prepared to go. I'm on Lombardi time.
If you do recall, 2 weeks ago, you were a no-show when I interviewed Ryan Harris.
That was technical difficulties right there.
That's a good
excuse.
Otherwise,
I would have been there. Technical difficulties.
Well, you know, if it was a live show for you, Monday through Friday, you would have come into the studio and changed things around. Priorities, right. I guess.
So here's the deal. We are here. It's the mailbag, and this is my favorite podcast. And it's going to be a smaller mailbag because of you, Gascon. Because we're on Gascon time. I showed up 15 minutes early. You were 45 minutes late.
40.
So 45 minutes.
40.
45 minutes late.
Listen, you had a fanboy tweet a picture to me 2 days ago, 3 days ago, with a fucking tomahawk steak. Taunting me.
That's right.
It's not not really appreciated
that.
As we come into the Sunday
package.
You
enjoyed that steak. All right, let's get to the mailbag. No dilly-dallying. I want to get as many listener questions on as we can. Pierre from Springfield, Massachusetts, just down the street from the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, where Muffet McGraw is enshrined. A great fan of the show. He says, Ben, it is very well known that your coaching tree is immense and quite impressive. I don't want to jinx anything, but now that Mr. Gascon has replaced Pitbull as Mr. Worldwide, how long before you begin the search for his replacement? Well, it's already started, Pierre. Between all of the acting gigs and job opportunities in China and Germany, I'm afraid that David is burning the candle at both ends and has no time for a social life, but feels obligated to crank out such high-quality podcasts on a weekly basis. However, the outcome, please, whatever the outcome, he says, please don't let Mr. Quaker Oats on the podcast. You have to rename it the 5th, 6th, and 7th Hour with Ben Maller and Ned Flanders.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, we have not made that phone call.
I don't know if you'd ever make that phone call.
I don't know that that's ever going to happen there. I don't think we have to worry about that. Yeah. I mean, I'll have DeSager on every week. I'll get Lee Klein back, Jerry Callahan, Mike North. We'll roll through Hacksaw Hamilton. We'll bring them all back. My goodness. right. Let's see here. Now, guess, is it true that you're burning the candle at both ends here, that you have no time and you should really take a step back?
I am. I'm working hard, though. You'd be proud of me.
Well, you don't need to.
I just finished shooting a web series a couple days ago, doing the German games. I got Spain and Barcelona. Spain, Barcelona. What do I got? Wrocław. I got Poland on deck. Yeah, I got some things in the mix. Oh, and I might have something for us at the end of July.
Dun, dun, dun. Where are we going? Hawaii? What are we?
Vegas. Going?
Yeah. Vegas.
But I'm waiting. Oh. It's
let me know. You've been teasing me with this whole Vegas thing. You know, I love Vegas. We should have a Maller meet and greet in Vegas, and you can be part of it. We can have like a podcast meet and greet. How would you handle that, Gascon? Would you be okay meeting the people?
Yeah,
pressing
of course.
The flesh with the people?
But, well, I like going to the MGM. What's your favorite hotel out there?
I'll go anywhere they give me a deal. I like the MGM. Mm-hmm. The problem is when you get one of those deals at the MGM, you're at the end of those massive hallways.
That's true.
And it's like a 45-minute walk to get to the elevator.
Yeah.
And I always hate that.
That's true.
Vahid Habib from Saints Country, Nawlins, says, how long and where was both of your vacations? Myself, he said he took 2 months in Europe.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's originally landing in Bosnia and then traveling around Europe. Originally, I am Bosnian, Vahid says, and living in New Orleans since 2002. Well, that's pretty cool.
I wonder how many languages he speaks.
He does not say here. He says, have a safe summer.
That's awesome.
Well, that's really cool that you were able to take 2 months in Europe. I've never felt comfortable being in radio. Everyone in radio is very paranoid.
Yeah.
And I've never felt that I can take that much time off. And you know, even like this year, at the end of the year, I take my I usually save up all my time to the end of the year, like between Christmas and New Year's, and then usually a few days before Christmas, I'm not around. And then I come back a few days after the New Year starts. But this year, my father passed away, so I had to take an extra like week off to take care of all that stuff. And I felt so like out of sorts when I came back. I was like, oh, man, I can't imagine taking too much. It would be awesome if I could, though.
Yeah.
But my last trip, I went to San Luis Obispo, Central California, the Hearst Castle, Morro Bay, San Simeon, the central coast of California, which is great, off the grid, away from humanity. And I loved it. What about you, Gus?
Yeah, my last vacation, we were celebrating one of my good friend's 40th birthday, and my other buddy Patrick and I went to London by myself. I went from London to Paris, and then I met Patrick in Amsterdam, and then all three of us met in Barcelona and then Porto, Portugal. So five countries in a two-week period. It was awesome, but I mean, I don't know if I could do 2 months, but at least a month in Europe would be fucking amazing. Training it and backpacking, that'd be fantastic. But like, yeah, I mean, I guess
have you,
the only time
to, have you been to Israel?
No, I've never been to Israel.
You haven't, yeah.
No.
I have family there, and my cousin actually runs a restaurant in
Tel Aviv?
In Israel. Jerusalem, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It's like an American themed restaurant. He grew up in LA and he's lived in Israel for probably 30 years or something like that.
Would you go?
I don't know. My family's like, oh, you got to go to Israel. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, at some point, I'd like to get there. When I start traveling, but I don't know. Who knows if that's ever going to happen? You know, the way things are going, they keep paying me what they're paying me. Guess again, I'm going to keep working here and not travel. I'm just saying. But maybe this podcast will take off. Guess again, I'll get the big money.
I see what you did there. Pun. Yeah, nice little pun.
All right, let's see here. Kyrie in OKC writes and says, dear Moneyball Maller, hey, big man, is it bad that I do a 50-50 split on answering that I listen to a sports podcast or say I listen to Ben Maller, the GOAT podcast? How about that? The GOAT. Called me the GOAT. The real question is, who is your biggest influence, Kyrie says, into being a radio gas bag? Well, I've used that, you know, I've been asked that before, Kyrie, and I always go Jim Healy.
Not
but
Paul
I listen
Harvey.
To I listen to Howard Stern when he was in his prime before he became a Mr. Softy in his older age there and went woke. But I had fond memories of the Howard Stern show, listening to that. Jim Healy was an influence. Hacksaw Hamilton, Joe McDonald, some of the people that I listened to in L.A. when I was growing up. What announcer, radio personality, I gave the name. He says, what was the moment you knew that you wanted to be a sports broadcaster? Well, that would be when my sports career, my playing career ended, and I realized I was not going to make the big leagues or the NFL or the NBA. He says, always much love to you and Gas Can. That's from Kyrie. Big fan there in OKC. Thank you, Kyrie. Appreciate that. Carlos in Houston, Texas. Bang, bang! He says, was one of the reasons that you moved from the Maller Mansion because Doc Mike finally found out where you live? No, but I did get a very stalkerish email from Blind Scott when I moved. And Blind Scott sent me a message, and he said, like a serial killer, he then said, well, you moved out of blank. He named the city that I live in.
How do you find that out?
And then he said, well, when you finally move again, I'll find out where you live then also.
What a fucking psycho.
Right? What a nut job. What an absolute nut job.
What a fucking psycho.
I know. I had a... Oh, man. Let me see. Hold on a sec here. I got to go to my bag of email here. This is a different email. So this is this guy, Mark the Full Name Guy, who sent a bunch of anti-Semitic racist stuff. So I blocked Mark the Full Name Guy. He used to call the show. He's banned from the show now. But he sent me a stalkerish, threatening email. Let me see if I can find it here. There you go. Page down.
That's good.
He's just like... He's trying to email because I should block his email address.
No, you can't do that.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find it because he was very threatening here. Let's see, can't read that one on the air. It was like he knew people and some. Hold on a second. Let's see what here. Oh, here it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He says, this is from Mark. He says, it is very possible that some crazy assholes are still waiting around where you live and where I was living. Sleeper cells with dangerous bosses and dangerous information. And so I am telling you, do not piss me off with something that damn stupid again. Does that not sound like it's threatening? Does that not sound like he's threatening to violence against me? That's how I took it.
Oh, boy.
Right? I mean, there's a stack of these emails.
You have reached celebrity status, though. You're not a celebrity until you start getting threats like that.
Oh, I've been getting these for years, but this guy's off completely.
No, I don't mean from like Arizona or like Texas reporters. I mean from like fanboys.
Oh, no, I've had that. I mean, that's been a staple. But anyway, no, Carlos, I did not move because people found out where I live. He says, also, did the Rockets dodge a bullet by not trading James Harden for Ben Simmons? I'm going to go, no. Ben Simmons sucks, but he's still better than what the Rockets got in return for James Harden. And he says, what are the pros and cons of intermittent fasting? I really want to start, but my wife is iffy about it. Well, there's going to be a learning curve when you start this. It takes a little time to kind of get used to it. Like anything, it's going to take like a month or a couple of months before it just becomes second nature to you. But for me, in my experience, I'm part of the cult of intermittent fasting. It allows me when I eat, which is not very often, to eat whatever the hell I want, pretty much. You don't have as big an appetite because your stomach kind of shrinks a little bit. And it's really, for me, not that hard. I know some people have a problem with it, but I'll just drink a lot of water. I don't fast and not drink water. So I'll just fill my stomach with water. So I have, in my mind, my stomach's full. It's not. And I've been able to keep the weight off and lose even more weight. So for me, it's works. But I mean, there are issues when you fast. You have a long fast. I'll go, lately I've been mostly doing 48-hour fast. And when you do fast for 48 hours or longer, and you eat something, I think this might be because of my gallbladder, but you just immediately have to exit. There's an exit plan right away for me. But I think that's more gallbladder related. Now, you've been doing the fasting, Gascon.
Yeah. I think there's an improved, I guess, sense of urgency. I know the energy like is drastically increased. I sleep better. I don't have a brain fog during the day. When I speak, sometimes I get a lazy tongue. That's just because I eat a lot or I just eat shitty food. So when I don't and I fast, I'm sharp. And then, yeah, reduction of weight. I don't feel bloated or full anymore. And then, like the idea is you want to get to autophagy, which is a state where your old cells are recycled out and new cells are in. That's where you get to when you hit 48 hours. So, I mean, 16, 18 hours, it also teaches you, hey, like, you don't need all kinds of food in your system to function throughout the day. If you're keeping yourself busy, drinking water, staying hydrated, and, you know, exercising a little bit, it goes a long way for you.
It's for me, it's the way to go, but to each their own. There's other people who want to eat, you know, cut their calories to a certain amount, eat three meals, little small, like, mouse meals. I'm like, I'm good.
Man, just imagine, though, if you were fasting back in the day, you wouldn't have ate all that fast food when you were working the beats.
No. I would always, like, I have to eat dinner. And it'd be like 2 in the morning. I got to eat dinner. You don't have to eat dinner at 2 in the morning. Barry in Nashville writes in. He says, Yo, Ma, Benny. Big news. The news is so big, I wasn't even able to submit a question last week. It's that big. Barry says, that's right. Raising Cane's is coming to Nashville in 2022.
Oh, my.
Big news. He says, I know you love them, so what should I expect, and what's the go-to? Can't wait. That is from Barry. Well, for me, it's the Caniac combo, which is the biggest combo. A couple of life hacks for Raising Cane's. You can get the bread toasted on both sides if you want. No coleslaw, extra fries, the way to go. Lemonade's a little more expensive. They tack on a few extra cents. Worth it. Lemonade's pretty good. The sauce is outstanding. The sauce that comes with it. You can get other sauces if you want. I don't recommend it, but they have honey mustard and they have barbecue and some other stuff. But the Cane sauce that they give you is outstanding. And it's far as fast food, it's the only fast food I really eat these days. I'll eat that, you know, every so often, and I love it. And Gascon, you're a fan of Cane's as well. You appreciate Cane's.
It's all right. Prefer to have it when it's warm.
Well, show up on time. Mm. Yeah, show up when the restaurant's open. Don't show up when the restaurant's closed. Jason from Rocky Mount, Virginia writes in. He says, two things, guys. First, Ben, did you get the hat that I sent? And David, did you ever think about going into law enforcement like your dad He says, and I'll get you the shirt soon. I'm waiting for them to get more. Like, well, yes, I'm holding it here. It says, Big Ben, this is a Salem Red Sox cap, single A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Even if it's the Carolina League, it's a chance to play every day. That's from, of course, Bull Durham. Hope it fits. Happy birthday, your pal Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Jason, I'm wearing the hat right now. It is very cool. It's got the S on it, and it's got kind of like designed a little bit like the Red Sox B, but it's got the S instead, obviously, and it's got the Red Sox logo on the side, the Sox, and then it says Salem, Virginia, which is pretty cool. So I'm wearing that right now, and I thank you. I've added that to my hat collection, and we are honoring not Rocky Mount, Virginia, but Salem, Virginia with this hat. That's cool. So thank you. Kevin in Rockford, Illinois writes, and he says, next month is when I will make the pilgrimage to Colorado, Kevin says. I'm going to be hiking the tallest mountain in the state named Mount Elbert, but I'm going to bring a petition with me to try and get the name changed to Mount Mallor. Would you and guest God be the first to sign the petition? Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Please, let's make that happen. We'll get the Mallor Militia. That sounds like that's a great bit for the show, Kevin. Yeah, put a petition up. We'll get a bunch of people to sign it. I think we're good for about 17 people we can get to sign that thing, right? Solid, maybe, over, under. And when you're in Colorado, Kevin, make sure to stop by Oscar's Truck Stop in Lyman, Colorado, 59 miles east of Denver.
Just can't help yourself.
And you can have the Mallor Maneuver. That's Maker's Mark 46 Whiskey, ginger ale, cherry juice, and garnish. That is the Mallor Maneuver in Lyman, Colorado. And if you're in Colorado, you've got to eat at one of these sportsbook bar and grill locations. The original in Greenwood Village. There's multiple locations. You can have the Mallor Breaded Chicken Sandwich. Right? Mallor Breaded Chicken Sandwich. Hand-battered chicken breast tossed in Frank's Red Hot Sauce with lettuce, tomato, and cheddar cheese. Now, I would change that around a little bit, but that's how they make the sandwich. Mallor's Bread and Chicken Sandwich, Breaded Chicken Sandwich, Sportsbook Bar and Grill, and the Mallor Maneuver in Lyman, Colorado, 59 miles east from Denver. Any food items for you, Gascar?
No.
No? All right. Tom from Florida writes, and he says, now that Bill Cosby is being released, would you all have a drink with him in a non-public setting? You hang out with Bill Cosby. Dr. Huxtable.
Only if OJ's there, too.
You know, you shoot the shit with OJ?
Wow.
Does he still hang out at those bars in Vegas?
He's got to, man.
Yeah, having a grand old time.
Jeez.
Still getting that NFL pension. Get that pension coming in, man.
Well, Cosby's got to be getting something from SAG, right?
I'm sure. And all the shows. Have they taken all the shows he was on off the air?
Those royalties? I don't know.
He's doing okay. He's got houses in California, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. And elsewhere. If like nobody knew about it, you might. I mean, I'm sure Cosby's got some amazing stories to tell, right?
Yeah.
Who else do we have here? Fred in Spring, Texas says, how involved are you and Gascon with your alma maters? Not at all. I did do a radio promo. I signed off on a radio promo for Saddleback College. But that was it. I'd love to go back there and do some stuff, but I've not had the opportunity. What about you?
No, yeah. San Diego State would only contact me for money.
That's how that works.
And then every time I'd reached out to Northwestern about some kind of stuff that was sports related, they would always start passing me around other people. And I just said, fuck it. I'm not even going to worry about you guys. Yeah. Hmm.
So you're not a big enough guy. Yeah, I gotcha. John from Omaha writes, and he says, Ben, longtime listener to the podcast since 2014. Why does humanity make so much trash? It's completely disgusting. There has got to be big changes now. Don't you believe so? You'd like to think that, John. I'm not particularly optimistic that there's going to be a bunch of big changes. You guess, God, you think things are going to dramatically change? Although there is the ebb and flow where like stuff goes one direction and then eventually people get tired of that and then it goes back a different direction. So I do believe in that. I think that you know, things are not going to be as nutso as they are right now. They'll change. But how much they're going to change, you know, are we going to get people going to get tired of the woke-a-rati and all that? Well, we'll see.
I think within the next 5 years, we're going to see a massive, massive overload. We're going to see overload of states based on just their political allegiance.
So if you're a blue teamer, you go to one state. If you're a red teamer, you go to another.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess the one state that could be the exception is Texas because of Austin. Austin's like very liberal. But you've had mass migration from California and New York to both Texas and Florida. But I know a lot of people that have gone to Idaho. I know a lot of people that have gone to Arizona.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have moved too. But the problem is that often they bring their same bad political decisions to those states, and they turn those states like California. People. That's the big concern of people in Texas. These nut jobs from California are going to move to Texas and turn Texas into California.
Yeah.
And bring their venom from California to Texas.
Yeah, it's wild.
I don't think Florida, though, is in any danger. I think Florida's big enough, and there's enough free spirits.
But Florida could be in trouble if Ron DeSantis decides to run for president.
Well, why would they be in trouble?
Because he's no longer obviously going to be the governor. So.
Yeah, well, I think they'll be all right. I think they'll be okay. He should run for president.
Yeah, we'll see.
Be better than anyone else I know, Ron DeSantis. Queen Roxanne writes, since it's Ben and David. Since you both are doing TV gigs now, when can we expect you two to go big time? And will you remember the little people you met along the way? No, I will not remember anyone. I will forget everyone. I will turn my back on all of you.
Throw your phone into the Pacific Ocean, never to be found.
I will pretend that none of this ever happened. I will have my memory erased. I will take an eraser out. You know that? The Men in Black,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Put the glasses on.
Yeah, put the glasses on, and then we are off to the races. Get that neuralizer, right? Get that neuralizer out and just, you know, wipe the mind with a flash. Just like that. Be wonderful. Who else? Kevin in Kansas says, Ben and David, both of you have great radio voices. Is this something you've always known, or did you have to train to get where you're at? Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Yours developed after you lost weight.
My voice has changed.
Drastically.
When I started at Fox Sports Radio, I sounded much different than I sound now. But I was very young when I started at Fox Sports Radio, but I, you know, it's fine.
The greatest comparison is like someone squeezing your voice box.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fat, and then all of a sudden Gascon's, you lost fat, and all of a sudden
Gascon's voice, Kevin, is a product of nicotine. A lot of cigarettes that he has smoked over the years that has given him the voice that he has.
I used to hear like old folklore about broadcasters that would do that. They'd smoke and then drink whiskey in order to change their pipes.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I've witnessed it. People
really?
Would go out and smoke and, yeah.
What the fuck?
You've never, well, I guess you're younger than me, but yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen that. I've never even heard of that. You know,
no, it does. You have a much, you know, smoking cigarettes not good for you, but it does improve your voice, you know, for some people.
That's crazy. I remember when I hit my growth spurt at 15 in school, you know, when they asked for participation in certain classes, whenever I'd speak, my voice started croaking. I sound like a frog.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, what the fuck's wrong with me, you know? And then yeah. All of a sudden you go from that high-pitched voice to deep. So, but my dad has deep pipes. I don't know if your dad did.
My dad, his voice was pretty good. I mean, not the greatest. He had a decent voice.
What about your brothers? Do your brothers have similar voices to you?
No. My voice is much different than my younger brother. I think I sound more like my older brother a little bit. But I haven't really stopped and done like a analysis just from, you know, occasionally. Yeah, hearing them speak. Let's see. Chris in Maricopa, Iowa says, would you accept a minor role in a major movie if it involves tasteful nudity?
Yes.
Well, of course, you've already admitted that. The couple in Florida pointed that out. They exposed you.
The ones in diapers?
Wow. You're so jealous that these people did their due diligence and realize what's going on with you, that you are open to nudity in movies.
Yeah, taking your shirt off is classified as nudity.
Well, you are okay with that.
Yeah, of course I'm okay with it.
Yeah. And you have a big problem.
You don't put a car cover on a Ferrari, Ben.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You have the issue with Helen, right? You know, Helen and Stu in Palmetto Bay, you have a problem with them.
Yeah. There it is.
Some nice people from New York City that just hanging out there.
New Yorkers, that says enough right there.
They're Floridians right now.
Yeah.
I live in Florida.
Would you do a movie?
No.
No?
Of course not.
Of course you would.
No, I wouldn't. If they paid, he says here, the standard rate. Why would I do that? I don't need that.
You know what the standard rate is for a day?
I'm not doing it. It's not worth my time.
Oh, boy.
No, you got to pay me top dollar to see this body.
You suck.
Vols fan Jimmy writes in from Fayetteville, Tennessee. He says, for both of you, do you own land? Do you do your own landscaping or do you hire it out? Well, Gascon, you don't do any of that. And I don't do any of it either. I have a person we hire, the gardener, we call him, who does the landscaping.
But do they do it for just like the block?
No. Well, here where I'm living now, yeah. But when I move, I've had the gardener and all that. So
Yeah.
But I do not do that. When I was a kid, I did it. We had the lawnmower, and it's old metal lawnmower. Not electric or anything.
That's the worst thing about HOAs, though. Like, I know one of our colleagues, Mike Harmon, he lives in a pretty good part of town, but his HOA doesn't include a lot of scenery work. And so you're always kind of curious, like, where does that money actually go?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hate HOAs. I can't stand them, and I'll never live in one again once I move out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway, David in Toronto, last one. He says, your favorite two words in sports, mine are sudden death. Sudden death, he says.
Canadians suck.
Canadians suck. Wow, you ripping these guys in Toronto. What is wrong with David? Toronto's a great town. What are you talking about?
I haven't been, but I'm not a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I'm definitely not a fan of the Montreal Canadiens, so they could both fuck off.
Wow. How about that? I like sports scandal. That's what I like. Those are my two favorite words because that provides great sports talk radio.
Yeah.
And it gives me content, whether it's Deshaun Watson, Trevor Bauer, you name it. If it's a scandal, low-hanging fruit, which is the sweetest fruit of them all, the low-hanging fruit. Love it, 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 love it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to point that out.
It's good. So, have you been to Toronto?
I have not.
I do want to go. I heard Toronto's awesome.
I've been just south of there in Buffalo and Niagara Falls, which is about an hour and a half an hour away from Toronto, but I've not actually been to Toronto proper.
Hmm.
But Buffalo's like a suburb. Right? Isn't it a suburb because you have...
Well, it's not a suburb unless you've jumped off a table onto a fire pit and...
Well, no, I'm merely pointing out. I'm merely pointing out the reality that the Toronto Blue Jays are playing in Buffalo. Buffalo Blue Jays.
I know, but...
Yeah, point that out.
Gotcha.
Anyway, all right, we got to get out of here, all right? We got to get out of here.
All right.
We have things to do, places to go, people to see, that kind of thing. So have a great week. We'll be back on the radio. I know it's July 4th today, doing a podcast on July 4th, and I'll have a live show July 4th into July 5th.
Are you working?
I am working. Man of the people.
Wow.
I will be working with the fireworks going off, and you can... catch that live show tonight.
Courtesy of the LAPD?
What's that?
Courtesy of the LAPD?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you saw that.
They're good with fireworks. They are. What could possibly go wrong? God forbid the people shoot off the fireworks. Let the police shoot off the fireworks. They know what they're doing.
Blow off an entire grid.
Yeah. What could possibly happen? Anyway, all right, have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you then, and aloha.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals.
Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.